أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم. Previous to this verse, which is verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began mentioning some of the social ills or those spiritual maladies. If they are found in the ummah, then this will wreak havoc. It will shred the social fabric of the Muslim ummah, mocking at people, making ghibat, finding faults, having bad zan, spine, etc. So these evils, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about, highlighted these, that we should abstain from these spiritual maladies. And the root of it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sums it in this one ayat, that the person will mock another because he feels he's superior than the other. You'll make ghibat because you understand that he is wrong and I am right. You'll have a bad thought of someone else. It's because of that superiority complex that you have within yourself. So this one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sums it up and says that the root cause to it all is vanity, it's pride, it's that pride that we have within us, that takabbur, that we need to uproot and get out of our lives. Then inshallah, every other quality will be removed from our lives. And to get this quality out of takabbur and pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhan nasu. In the previous verses, we will see the address was specific to the believers, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Again and again was Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, O mankind, whether you believe or not, male and female, young and old, rich and poor, ruler, subject, every single person, Ya ayyuhan nas, whoever you may be, whatever is your financial status, your social standing, Inna khalaqanakum min dhakarin wa untha, every one of you, if you are mankind, we have created you, min dhakarin wa untha, from one man and one female. We have created each one of you, all and sundry, from Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So essentially, each one of you are equal, because your parents are the same, that you'll all come from Adam alayhi salatu was-salam, from Hawa alayhi salatu was-salam. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. So in your creation, in your essence, each one of you are equal. No person is superior to the other on his mere creation. Your superiority lies in another aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions later on in the Quran. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. We have created you into tribes, into families, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you may identify each other, so that you may recognize each other. So the only reason why we have our boundaries or we attach ourselves to different countries is for recognition purposes. That I'm a South African, or you're a person is an American, this is my surname and your surname, which gam I come from and you, what language you speak and I speak, what's my color and yours. That is only for recognition purposes. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. To the extent, Mufassirin have said, that even if a person is a Sayyid, and he's a Husayni, and he's a Faruqi, or he's a Uthmani, whatever lineage he goes up to, whichever Sahabi, that also is only for identification purposes. You will have to stand on your own 2 feet, and account for your own personal a'mal. Everyone has to account for his own. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That the most noble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who is most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who possesses within himself this quality of taqwa. Mufassirin explain, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had entered Makkah Mukarrama at the conquest, at Fathu Makkah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered Bilal radiallahu anhu to go and give the adhan. So raqiya Bilalun ala zahri al-Kaaba. He went on the top of the Kaaba and he gave the adhan. When he gave the adhan, then some of the kuffar had mentioned that, thanks to Allah that my father is not alive to see this humiliating day. Some had said that that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not find anyone better than Bilal radiallahu anhu, this Abyssinian slave, to put him to give the adhan, such a noble deed and task, and he's going to do it. So on these sentiments, this ayat was revealed. That each one of you are equal in my eyes. Whether you come from the Quraysh, whether you're from Hashimi, whichever tribe you come from, that's all for identification purposes. It's not a source of pride. Whatever you own, where you come from, who is your father, what's your lineage, especially amongst the Arabs, it had to do whether you were an Arab or not, or whether you come from a certain bloodline, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that the most noble in the sight of Allah is that one person who possesses the great amount of taqwa and Allah consciousness within himself. At Fathu Makkah also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, and he says, addressing the ummah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمْ أُبِّيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَتَكَبُّرِهَا بِآبَائِهَا النَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ. O ummat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has annihilated, has removed this pride that we have with our lineage, or whatever other link it may be, whether it be financial, whether it be our bloodline, or whatever it is. Allah has removed all of that. There is no discrimination, there is no distinguishing of people on basis of lineage, of financial status, etc. Annasu rajulan, the criteria by Allah is that there's two groups of people. That's the division. Barun taqiyun kareemun ala Allah. Wa fajirun shaqiyun hayyinun ala nas. Wa nasu banu Adam. Wa khalaqallahu ta'ala Adam min turab. O man, the division by Allah is that there's two types of people. One is a person who's upright, who's pious, who's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's honored in the sight of Allah. And the other person is a man who is wretched, who is evil by nature, who is a transgressor and an oppressive person. That's the second group of people. There's no other distinguishing factor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For each one of you are Banu Adam. You all are the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from sand. There's no reason for anyone to pride himself over another for that which Allah has created inherent or natural in himself. In Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, and he says, La fadla li arabiyin ala ajami, wa la li ajamiyin ala arabi, addressing especially the Arabs, because they had this deep down rooted within themselves that we are Arabs. They used to pride themselves. So Nabi Sam said, there is no virtue of any Arab over a non-Arab. There is no virtue for a non-Arab over an Arab, for a white over a black, or a black over a white. There is no virtue for any person. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hadithi Qudsi, يقول الله تعالى يوم القيامة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce on the day of Qiyamah, O man, أَمَرْتُكُمْ فَضَيَّأْتُمْ مَا أَهِدْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ. O man, I had commanded you, but you all have violated my commands. وَرَفَعْتُمْ أَنْسَابَكُمْ, and you all had given discrimination, distinguishing factors based on race, color, creed, on the basis of your color, on your tribe, on your blood, on your finances. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالْيَوْمْ today, أَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي وَأَضَعُ أَنْسَابَكُمْ. Today I will squash, I will destroy all of those reasons of discrimination. And the only nasab, the only lineage, the only link and attachment that I will honor today, أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, we are those that possess taqwa and Allah consciousness. They had me in their hearts. Tell them to come forward. That's the greatest lineage today. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ khabirun. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what we are thinking. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows whether we have these streaks of jahiliyyah and ignorance within ourselves. Khabirun, Allah is fully aware of the end result of every person. No one can claim he's better than another until you don't know what's going to be your end, how you're going to pass away, what's going to be your condition at the time of death, what will be the outcome and the consequence on the at the announcement on the day of Qiyamah, whether we're going to Jannah or not. So it's time for each one of us as an ummah. We belong to one ummah. So we deep down going in, into our hearts, do we have these streaks? Do we have these stained marks in our hearts also of ignorance, that there is some discrimination on the basis of color, of financial status, or family, or language, or country, whatever it is, it's time we remove all of this. These will be reasons that will unite us as the ummah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah.